What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello there. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And we were back in the saddle after being in vacation, right? We were down in Florida. So it was nice and enjoyed being there. And now we're back. So we've gone from summer back to, what would you call it here now, Kathy?
It's a little cooler, but it's nice.
It's still nice up here. So there's a saying out there that good fences make good neighbors. Heard that saying before, Kathy?
Yes, I have.
So they were talking about homeowner associations and also board of directors. And you remember the movie Crocodile Dundee?
Yes.
Okay. The guy that played Crocodile Dundee was, you remember his name?
I think it was
Paul Hogan.
Yeah, it's Paul. That's right.
And so he came from Australia to New York in the movie. And he pulls up in the cab and he sees someone on the side of the road. And he's like, wow, these people here, there's so many people here. They must really love each other and want to live together. All these people living together in one place, it must be the friendliest place in the world, New York City, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we all know that's not the case. So such as it is with being in a homeowner association or being in a church or any type of group of people, I don't care who you bring together, you're going to have conflict. It could be family, it could be church people, it could be clubs, it could be a sports team. I've never been in a situation where everything goes perfectly all the time. Have you, Kathy?
No.
Or a place of employment.
Yes.
I mean, this could be a place of liability to come up to if you have what's called a hostile work environment.
Right.
So people are fickle. People can be difficult. We're supposed to love people. Some people we love, and sometimes, even though we love them, maybe don't like them all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think, Kathy? Help me out here. So you love everybody all the time, right? So
try to.
Okay. So
try to be nice.
So when we're a member of an association or board of directors, knowing that there's going to be human involved in conflict, let's think about what can happen and what can arise when you are part of some kind of association or membership of some sort of.
I guess we need to talk about, too, like there are different places. They do have some places, majority of places, have covenants and bylaws of, you know, the association. They have to pay association fees. They also get assessed for different improvements or things, wear and tear of things. And as a whole, everybody has to absorb that. So there's a lot of factors going into a homeowners association or subdivision, different places, condos, townhouses, whatever. There are usually common areas that have to, you know, that you're liable to cover. Hopefully they have a policy for the association itself. And then the our customers or insured should have a policy for their, they need to cover.
It's called assessment coverage.
Correct. But they typically will have, you know, contents coverage, liability coverage. If there's association policy or a main policy for the association, then they still have to insure their stuff, their insurable risk on things that they have. But they can get pulled into other things because it's joined or associated with the association.
Yeah, so, sometimes these radio shows, I just kind of go off the fly about what I'm dealing with this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we insure a homeowner association that's out of the area. So I feel like I'm talking kind of talk about it. It's not here locally. But they've had a claim where evidently a truck has gone across a bridge.
A big one.
Yes, mm-hmm. And evidently there's structural damage to this bridge. Now, we're in a bad spot because we don't have this bridge insured. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know about the bridge. So I've got to make a phone call, talk to them about this later today. But anything the association owns communally or collectively, I should say, has got to be covered underneath a property policy. Now, in this case here, you know, flood would not be something that would be covered unless you had a flood insurance policy. So,
but let's give some examples of that. So people will have associations, they'll have a clubhouse. They might have a pool, hot tubs, a dock, a place, a pavilion. Sometimes it's they have ponds on their property, or they'll have signage, they'll have signs or big gates, gated areas, landscaping, stuff like that, that, you know, we have to list on the policy. We can't just, you know, most of the time we have, of course, we have premises liability, general liability that will go over that, but they have property that like that, has to be also, recognized and put on the policy so that there's coverage for that as well.
And it's and become a lot more prevalent.
And a lot of times what happens is people will get the policy initially. Hey, usually the builder will, developer and builder will have this, you know, this master policy. And then, you know, as people come in and buy lots, as they come in and build, then things start to change. And again, we don't know sometimes if they've added a bridge or they have added a clubhouse, and those things have to be communicated because we only have them for, you know, the signage or the gate and probably the, you know, different areas there. But people have to tell us. We don't know. We can't tell what they've done.
The other problem with these associations is the people that are there change. So you might be dealing with somebody initially that's no longer on the board or has moved or sold their property.
Yes.
And so now you've got to try to communicate with the new people to make sure they understand what was already been told to the older people that are now not there anymore.
We've had that where we've had the bills or the information going to one person and they are no longer, they've moved and left now. And then it's going to somebody and it's in limbo land and we didn't know who to send it. So those, I mean, the contact people, who's on the board, who's, you know, the covenants, bylaws, all these things we need to have to write the policy correctly. And of course, communication, as always with insurance, is the key to making sure that we can coverage all the exposures that could possibly be there.
So Kathy and I, we ended up buying a business in Blairsville, and we ended up picking up one of our clients was a homeowner association. Mm-hmm. And so we go out there, and we got looking at the premises, and we see that they've got, I think it was 3 boat docks, because it's on the lake. Mm-hmm. And none of these boat docks had any coverage on it. And so we added it.
Right.
And then subsequently after that, they've had a windstorm claim. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what the damages were, but I don't think it was small. It was $50,000-$70,000, somewhere in there. And if we'd not had that boat dock covered, then they would have had to assess the property owners if they were to go back and replace it to be able to have the funds to be able to buy a new one.
And luckily their board was, they communicated and let us know about stuff. Plus when we didn't write it initially, we've taken it over when we bought that business. We were going back through, underwriting everything that we buy and found out this and was talking to them and go out there and meet with them. And so I know people get busy and they don't have time, but even shooting an email, hey, we're building a new, you know,
clubhouse,
or we're going to put a pool in or what have you. All this stuff is important because, you know, we can't insure you properly if we don't know. And at the time that we did this, this is what all they had. So that's the only problem I feel like with insuring these. It can be dangerous for us as well as the customer because we just don't know what they're doing all the time. So
well, people do all the time. They'll buy something, they'll build something, they'll tell us. And we feel like we're a detective.
Yeah, we are. Like we have to, you know, we see people with like a company that we insure driving around with some type of car. Like, hey, we don't have this car or that piece of equipment. And so then Mark and I have turned around and he's turned us around and we've gone up there and got the VIN numbers and called the customer. Oh, yeah, we forgot to tell you. I mean, we're just like, oh, you know, because it's one of those things you have to kind of keep up with.
Well, Kathy and I have been on the road and have some of our customers go speeding by sometimes, too.
Yeah, that's fun, too. Yeah, I'm like, oh, great. This is great. Him. We insured them. Yeah. They're flying down the road.
We just never know what's going to happen. But it is a, you know, the Homeowners Association is, you know, it's been here for a while now. I mean, but you know, back when I first started in the business 30 years ago, we didn't really have as many as we do today. But it has become a lot more prevalent. I guarantee you my grandfather, who was a tobacco farmer in Hayesville, would never even thought about something like a homeowner association. I mean, it was like the only form of insurance they had was what we call a barn raising. Like, and it's sort of like, okay, your barn burns, all your neighbors come around, and they all help you build back your barn. That's kind of like sort of like plays into the idea of insurance where, you know, somebody has a loss and then people are pitching in to help out replace something. And that's what insurance does. I mean, your premium dollars, even though you might not be spending or receiving money for a claim, the money you pay into the insurance company is going to go towards helping other people pay claims that they have, plus the administrative costs that the insurance company has to incur. But this homeowner's, there's a lot of different wrinkles to it, and there's more to talk about with this because you've got different things to think about in the associations. We're going to dig a little bit more into it after the break here. But what kind of insurance do they need to have? What is a liability for the director or officer? Well, if somebody comes there that you're paying to mow the grass or maintain the premises, what kind of coverage do you need there being in a homeowner association? Or it could be a church or any type of, you know, place where you've got a body of people that are working in some capacity on a board of directors. And how does that work? And so after the break, we'll talk some more about this and how we do insurance to fill these holes and gaps for people have when they have liability, when they are parts of these associations. So my name is Mark Moore, and after the break, we'll be back talking more about this. And we're on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services, Inc. has three locations. One location is located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot and the post office. We're located in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we're in a separate wing of the bank at South State Bank. So come by and see us in Blairsville for your insurance needs there. Our second location for More Insurance is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's located on Main Street, which is 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're next to the hospital and the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, located at 157 Highway 64 West. We are next to United Community Bank there. And you can come by and see us there. It's our main hub. Come by and see us there in Hayesville. We have another location that we own, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's right there on Highway 64, right past Arby's and So Good Restaurant on the left. So come by and see us in Murphy. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia, next to United Community Bank and between that and Burger King, right on the main drag there in Blue Ridge. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also another division of More Insurance Services, Inc. So come by and see us there. Also, you can check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote, make payments, as well as we are definitely needing people to join our team. So if you're looking and you have a property and casualty license, please get on there and apply. Love to check you out and see if that you'd be a good fit for our offices.
We're always hiring. Yes. So we're always looking for good people. Yes. So they're talking about being part of a board of directorship or association. Mm-hmm. And I referenced before the break, we talk about what kind of coverages you would need or would you expect to have on, you know, being a member of association. Also, I referenced the fact that people don't get along. And
true.
So you're having to navigate through situations that involve other people. And one thing I look at is when people start removing trees out of their property in a homeowner association, I mean, that can be kind of dicey because we see a lot of conflict over somebody removing a tree, even though it might be their own tree. There's still people that are in the community that could be upset about the way things look, or maybe your yard. I know there's people go around and they police the area about how high your grass is or what color your door is, or
Yes. There's
all kind of a conflict. I saw a meme on Kathy's Facebook where evidently somebody was parking a boat in their driveway, and obviously the homeowner association had said, hey, you can't park a boat here.
Upon it, yes.
And so what they did is they painted a mural on the side of their fence that was a picture of their actual boat. So the boat's not there anymore, but you look at their association or their property,
right,
and it looks like there's a boat there because they painted the picture of their boat on the side of their garage wall.
So, I know my cousin Atlanta, he was in Legacy Park, and they had people come out with, he couldn't paint his door a different color. He couldn't paint his house a different color. He couldn't do this or that. They'd come by with a measuring tape to make sure his yard was certain. It was a little over the top. I think majority of the area here is a little bit less rigid maybe on that respects, but I do feel like that's why you have to have a copy of your bylaws and covenants and what your common areas are, what exactly you're responsible for, and that's can be really, really important. Yeah. And what decisions are made, of course, by the, you know, the board or the directors and officers of that association. They need to know the decisions that they make are very important because it impacts other people.
It could be over a political sign.
Yes.
I've heard that around here where somebody put up a sign that somebody didn't like the politics of, and you know, they were told to take it down, and then turned out that you've got a right to be able to do that, and you know, you're restricting somebody's rights to free speech or whatever. So there's all kinds of things that can arise for disagreements in a association.
Let's talk about some claims, though, that we've seen that's come through.
Okay.
We've seen where there's a master policy for the association, and they think that everything is covered, and they find out, well, there's a claim that it's not covered, like what they actually own. For instance, they own the Walls Inn versus the whole structure. So what we've seen
in
like
a condo
or a townhome situation, typically on a condo, there's a master policy for the association that covers the structure. And then the people that live there own the Walls Inn, which means their contents, their liability, if they've done betterments and improvements, and you want to make sure that they have assessment coverage as well. There's a limit that we can actually add to the policy, which is important. So if there's a claim or something like that happened.
So what that is, Kathy, is, or listeners, is basically if something happens on your premises and that's commonly owned and the condo association assesses the members. Now, this is not for normal maintenance wear and tear. This is for like, okay, we've had a tornado come through and our insurance was not enough to cover the damages, therefore we're doing an assessment. Or maybe your condo association has a large deductible and we're getting assessed to pay for the deductible. Things of that nature.
Right.
You can actually pick up coverage on your homeowner's policy or your tenant or your HO6 policy, which is called a unit owner's policy for a condo. If you have the assessment coverage, you can potentially
recoup part of that
association paid. I've seen it up to like $50,000 you can get, and maybe higher limits. The one I've heard about where there was some terrible accident where there's injury on a swing set and the condo association's judgment that they were required to pay was in excess of what their liability limits were. So they, the company paid, say, $1 million. The insurance company for the association paid $1 million in this case, perhaps it was $1 million. And maybe they owed $3 million. And then the owners were having to be assessed for the different amount that they were liable for. So that can be really costly.
Plus, if there's a swimming pool or a pond and someone gets...
We've got one with a $5 million umbrella.
Right.
So you don't know what, if it's somebody like a, you know, drowning or, you know, in this case, in a swing set where I think it was a paraplegic situation. I mean, you could be talking a lot of money, and the limits that the homeowner association carries on their insurance policy could be inadequate to cover some of these lawsuits.
I had a person that was the head of the association that had a conversation. A customer of mine came, and I was asking a lot of questions. Do you own, you know, the roof in, or do you own the walls in? Of course, he got the bylaws and covenants. And they looked at the map, got a copy of the master policy just to make sure we didn't have, you know, we were sharing this correctly. And I talked to the lady, and she was like, I was explaining to her, you know, these common areas, where are they covered? You know, my customer can't cover that all himself. These are not, he doesn't own it, you know. And she was telling me that's not how it was done up here. And I said, let me explain something to you. You guys are responsible for the parking lot. You're responsible for these common areas. And if you don't have something in place, then all of these people that live here could get sued. Yep. And that she was like, that wouldn't happen here. I said, well, you don't know that's not going to happen here. So I opened up a lot of questions for them. And of course, my customer was very happy that I addressed all this. And then he explained to me that he would be getting on the board as soon as possible so he could make sure that the stuff was covered or got something in place, which is important. But he didn't want to, I said, I explained to him, if they don't have directors and officers, if you're going to be doing on any type of voluntary board or anything like that, if they don't have a directors and officer policy in place, I wouldn't recommend you doing it.
And don't do it.
Because they can come after you for the decisions that you, even though you weren't, like, even if they voted, they can come after you, and that's the problem. So make sure they have that so it covers and protects you for the decisions that the board makes.
So let's talk about the coverage you need. So homeowner association, you need what's called general liability policy. And what that's going to be is basically slip and fall, things of that nature. Somebody gets injured on your premises. Mm-hmm. Then you need to have what's called a directors and officers policy. And what that's going to do is that's going to give you coverage for decision making that Kathy just talked about as you're in your capacity as a board of director.
And, of course, property for all the property.
Any common owned areas, you need to have property insurance, swimming pools, clubhouses. And if somebody's working on the premises that you're hiring to be there, you would want to require a certificate of insurance and make sure you might want to carry a workers' comp policy as well. Okay, so we're done today, and we'll be back talking some more about maybe homeowner associations or other insurance topics next week. And my name is Mark Moore, my wife Katie, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.